We're doing Seder HaDorot. The Meiri was in the middle of teaching us about the Dor HaPalaga, and he had explained that when the Medrash says that the people said, we will make an idol with a sword in his hand against God to kill, so then what they meant to say was, philosophically, they wanted to destroy the concept of God by erecting this idol. And the concept that it says in the Medrash that the tower was destroyed in a unique fashion, that's what the Meiri is about to explain. He says, "V'hu etzli haramuz b'omram zal." This is what I think our sages were alluding to when they said al amigdal, about the Tower of Babel, shlish nivla, a third was swallowed into the earth, shlish nisraf, a third was burnt, shlish kayam, and a third is still existent. Ramaz ledati al inyan shlosha olamot. I think that our sages were alluding to the concept of the three worlds. Shalyon mem olam nifradin. The upper world is the world of beings that are separate from this world, spiritual beings. V'alav amar shenivla, about that world the sages said it was swallowed. Utzono lomar shenitkasa mehem v'lo hasigu bo davar. That's a reference to the fact that that world was completely covered from them. They didn't understand anything there. V'u milshonim amar ish ki yivula. And this is like it says in Job, if a person tries talking about certain things, it's way beyond him. It's completely covered from him. The second world is the world of the orbits. They were able to understand, but they misunderstood. They perceived it, but they misunderstood it. And that's what our sages were alluding to when they said that a third of the tower was burnt. Kom Ramzal, as our sages said, there was a child who was explaining Maaseh Merkava and Yechezkel, and the Talmud says, Yatza Esh Mechashmal V'Sarvo. The angel Chashmal let out a fire and burnt the child. Kulomar Shnishtabesh V'Asagato. That's a way of saying that the kid got really confused. He completely misunderstood what was going on. He was sitting there trying to explain things that were way beyond him. Our sages referred to it as the angel let out a fire that burnt him. It means he entered utter confusion. He completely misunderstood the concepts he was seeing. And that's what our sages meant when they said that Yonasan ben Uziel was Hillel's top student. And when he'd be learning Torah, any bird that would pass over his head would get burnt. That's a reference to people who are like a bird. People who are very swift in their understanding, quick to learn. When they try to understand Yonasan ben Uziel, his depth blew them away. They couldn't stand before him. They were burnt. He says the word burnt in Chazal is a code for beyond a person's perception, that he completely misunderstands something. That's what Chazal mean when they say burnt, and he gave two examples of that. Aval hayam amidam l'shatam b'chizkat meshubashim. When they'd stand trying to understand Yonasan ben Uziel, they'd look like people who are completely confused. Until they were talking to Yonasan ben Uziel, they were intelligent, sharp, quick. When they tried talking to Yonasan ben Uziel, even these people who were quick like a bird's flight, they'd get burnt. V'al ha-shlishi, and the third world, v'olam ha-yisodot, that's the world of the elements. Amar shu kayam, about that our sages said that part of the tower is still around. Klamar sheba sagatam alav biyosher, as if to say that's the one area where they understood correctly. V'hu haramuz etzli b'omro v'achemar haya lehem lechomer. Klamar shelo nishtana lehem b'zeh davar. When the pasuk describes that they made mortar, so the pasuk says hachemar, the chemar they used for chomer, for mortar. So the pasuk seems to be indicating that that's the one area, the chomer, the area of the elements, the physical, that's the area where they understood. Aval halveina v'u'inyan haramuz b'livnat ha-sapir haya lehem le'aven. The pasuk says, and they used the bricks instead of stone. In Bavel, they don't have stones. The land is really under anytime you dig under Babel, you find water. Water is land that under it is just water. So the pasuk says, how did they build this tower over there? It says they used the chemar for chomer, and they used the levena, the brick, instead of evin, instead of stone. So the Meiri says levena is code for livnata sapir. What's livnata sapir? It says when the elders of Israel viewed God, they saw under his feet like livnata sapir. What's livnata sapir? I have no idea. But that's a reference to something that they saw when they looked up at God. So the pasuk describes the livena was to them like evin. They misunderstood what they perceived. No, meaning that's where they were confused. They misunderstood. You know already that levena, brick, is something that's made by someone who's an uman, a skilled worker. It's something that you're technically creating. And the pasuk says the brick was like stone. Stone is something that's there by nature. No one fashions the stones. You find stones as is. So the pasuk says the brick, what they fashioned, was like stone. The pasuk is indicating that their perceptions, their attempts at understanding things that were beyond their perception, they thought they could take on God. They thought they could eradicate the memory of God from humanity. They thought they could ensure that God wouldn't punish them with another flood. Their perceptions of things that were beyond the physical were in error. And that's what the pasuk is alluding to when the pasuk says the brick was to them like stone. The brick is a reference to something that's man-made, became like something that's not man-made, where they thought they were skilled and they could fashion something, they were not. They didn't change one iota in heaven. They didn't advance and they didn't understand. And this happened in the generation of Peleg. That's Aver's son. Aver is Shem's son or grandson. I don't remember. So Aver was 100 years old when this happened in the Aver was 100 years old when he gave birth to Peleg. Okay. Will we read one more section or pause here? We'll pause here, yeah? Yes? Okay.